And now this is a dictation for Edith, E-D-I-T-H, Kindig, K-I-N-D-I-G, August 22nd, 34, addressed as a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Dr. Mohan, follow-up for Mrs. Kindig, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in January. Comes accompanied with husband and daughter. There was a neurological event, hypertension, local emergency room, release, persistent symptoms. Eventually transfer to ALMA, A-L-M-A. Workup completed, including echo MRI. Wearing a heart monitor to rule out atrial fibrillation to be completed on the next few days. Is using a walker without any falling episode. Appetite appears stable. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation which is chronic without any bleeding, hard of hearing, urine without infection, cloudiness or blood, no recent chest pain or palpitation, there is dyspnea on activity, not at rest, no orthopnea, PND, no oxygen. Husband says she's sleepy all the time and not very physically active. Blood pressure at home has fluctuated in the 150s to 170s over 60s, isolated 190s to 100s. Medication list review, notice the bicarbonate, hydralazine, which is a low dose. Next paragraph, present blood pressure 140 over 60 on the left side, sitting position, standing with support of the walker 165-62 and 158-70. So there was no drop of blood pressure. Hard of hearing but no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no gross JVD, no ascites, minimal edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, July. Malanemia, 11.9. Normal electrolyte acid base. Creatinine, 1.6. She's been as high as 2. GFR 30, stage 3B to 4. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. PTH, normal. Review report of the echo MRI. MRI did show multiple defects on the left caudate, C-A-U-D-A-T-E, right frontal, right parietal, related to acute infarcts. There was also some brain loss related to age, as well as small vessel ischemic abnormalities. The echo in that opportunity, normal ejection fraction 68%. The mitral valve is calcified with moderate stenosis. Tricuspid valve also regurgitation. Moderate pulmonary hypertension. No intracardiac shunt. She was exposed to IV contrast for the CT scan angiogram. no large vessel occlusion. There is, however, plaque. And multiple areas of stenosis. Posterior circulation. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease is stage 3B to 4, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Blood pressure remains poorly controlled. Hydralazine is a very low dose. Half-life of hydralazine requires three times a day dosing. She's only doing twice a day. I will increase to three times a day. I call pharmacy. She has extensive atherosclerosis with multi-infarct process. Findings, MRI and echocardiogram as indicated above. To complete 30-day event monitor to rule out arrhythmias. No need for EPO treatment. No need to change diet for potassium. Well replaced bicarbonate metabolic acidosis. No need for phosphorus binders. All issues discussed at length with the patient as well as husband and daughter. End of dictation.